Rikki Tikki Tavi, a story by Rudyard Kipling from the Jungle Books.
The story of a great war. Rikki Tikki Tavi fought throughout the rooms and garden of a big bungalow in India.
When Rikki Tikki was very young, a flood washed him out of his burrow and carried him down a ditch to the middle of a garden.
Look, Mother, here's a dead mongoose. We should give him a proper funeral.
Perhaps he isn't really dead, Teddy. Let's try him off.
He's not dead, just half choked. Now don't frighten him, and we'll see what he'll do once he's warmed up a bit.
Soon Rikki was himself again, and like all mongooses, he was eaten up with curiosity.
The mongoose motto is run and find out. So within moments, Rikki had run around the entire room, and then he jumped on the boy's shoulder.
Don't be frightened, Teddy. That's how he makes friends.
Ouch, he's tickling me.
Tickle. Good gracious, he's a wild creature. I suppose he's tame only because we've been kind to him.
Every mongoose is like that. As long as Teddy doesn't pick him up by the tail, they'll run in and out of the house all day long.
There is much to find out about this family. I shall certainly stay and find out.
Rikki spent all that day roaming the house.
And when Teddy went to bed, Rikki Tikki climbed up too. I don't like that. He may bite the child.
He'll do no such thing. Having a mongoose around is the surest way to protect against those snakes. Why, if one came into the room right now?
I don't want to think of anything so awful. Snakes are the one thing I hate about India.
And well she should, for a cobra inside the garden walls brings danger and death. The next morning, Rikki met Darzi the songbird sitting on the edge of his nest crying softly.
What is the matter?
Yesterday, one of our babies fell out of the nest and Nag ate him.
That is terrible. Who is this Nag?
Who is Nag? I am Nag. Look and be afraid.
Out from the brush came a huge cobra spreading its massive hood.
Rikki knew a cobra's business was death.
But a mongoose can't stay frightened for long. Rikki knew a mongoose's business is to fight snakes.
Well, cobra or no cobra, do you think it is right for you to eat baby birds?
Nog watched the grass behind Rikki, hoping to catch Rikki off his guard.
Let us talk. You eat eggs, why shouldn't I eat birds?
Behind you! Look behind you! Rikki jumped up in the air as the head of Nagaina, Nag's terrible wife, whizzed past below him.
Wicked, wicked birds!
Rikki's eyes grew red and hot. He sat back on his tail and hind legs and chattered with rage.
Rikki Tikki! But Nag and Nagaina disappeared into the grass.
That night, Rikki went out in the dark and bumped into Trishandra, the muskrat.
Please don't hurt me, Rikki Tikki.
Why would a snake hunter hurt a muskrat?
How am I to be sure some dark night Nog won't mistake me for you?
I will take care of Nog.
But those who kill snakes get killed by snakes. Then what? Nog is everywhere, Rikki Tikki.
What do you mean by that?
I mustn't tell you anything, but can't you hear, Rikki Tikki? Rikki listened. He could just catch the faintest scratch, scratch of a snake on brickwork.
That's Nog or Nagaina crawling into one of the bathrooms.
Rikki stole off to the bathroom in the bungalow.
At the bottom of the wall, there was a brick pulled out for the pipes. Rikki listened. On the other side, Nog and Nagaina were whispering.
Go in quickly. Remember that the big man is the first one to bite. Then we will hunt for Rikki Tikki together.
Are you sure there's something to be gained by attacking people?
When the house is emptied of people, Rikki will have to go away and we will rule the garden. When our eggs are hatched, our young snakes will need room to...
Rikki tingled with rage. Then he saw Nag's head run stealthily through the hole.
If I strike him here, Nagaina will know, but if I fight him on the open floor, the odds are in his favor. What am I to do?
Nag waved to and fro, and then Rikki heard him drinking from the big water jar that was used to fill the bath.
Ah, that is good. Now I shall wait here till the big man comes in the morning. Nagaina, Do you hear me? I shall wait here in the cool till daytime, then I will strike.
There was no answer from outside, so Ricky knew Nagina had gone away.
Nag hid by the water jar, but Ricky stayed still. After an hour, he began to move, muscle by muscle, toward the jar.
At last, Nag is asleep. I must aim for the head, and once I am there, I must not let go. Oh, Ricky.
At the hole where he went in, Red Eye called to Wrinkleskin. Hear what little Red Eye said. Now come up and dance with death.
Ricky-ticky!
Ricky jumped, bit, and held on. He was battered and thrown as a rat is shaken by a dog, but he did not let go.
The noise of Ricky being thrown about the bathroom woke the family. Big Man came in with his gun, but Nog was already dead.
It's the mongoose again, Alice. The little chap has saved our lives now.
I must get some rest if I am to settle with Nagaina. She will be worse than five Nogs, and there's no knowing when her eggs will hatch.
In the morning, news of Nog's death was all over the garden. Darzee chirped a song of triumph at the top of his voice.
Who hath delivered us who? Tell me his nest and his name. Ricky, the valiant, the true. Ticky, with eyeballs of flame.
You silly tuft of feathers, is this any time to sing?
Give him the thanks of the birds, bowing with tail feathers spread. Praise him with nightingale words, nay. I will praise him instead.
Are you listening to me, Darzee?
Nag is dead. He will never eat our babies again.
That's true enough, but what about Nagaina?
Nagaina called for Nag, but the big man tossed him upon the rubbish heap. Let us sing about the great, the red-eyed Ricky Ticky, who hath delivered us who.
Stop singing a minute, Darzee. You're safe enough in your nest there, but it's work for me down here.
For the great, the beautiful Ricky Ticky's sake, I will stop. What is it, O killer of the terrible Nog?
Where does Nagaina keep her eggs?
In the melon bed. She hid them there weeks ago.
Fly up to the stables and pretend your wing is broken and let Nagaina chase you away. I must get to the melon bed. If I went there now, she'd see me.
Darzee was a feather-brained fellow, but his wife knew that cobra's eggs meant young cobras later on. So she flew off to trick Nagaina.
When Dizar found Nagaina, she fluttered in forefront of the snake and cried out,
"Oh, my wing is broken! The boy in the house threw a stone at me and broke it!" Then she fluttered more desperately than ever.
"You warned Ricky Ticky when I would have struck him. You've chosen a bad time to be lame."
"The boy broke it with a stone!"
"Before night, the boy will lie very still. What is the use of running away? I am sure to catch you. Listen, fool, look at me."
Darzee's wife knew better, for a bird who looks at a snake's eyes gets so frightened that she cannot move.
Dizar fluttered along the ground, piping sorrowfully, and the snake quickened her pace.
Once Ricky heard them going up the path, he raced to find Nagaina's eggs.
"I am not a day too soon. The minute these hatch, they could each kill a man or a mongoose."
A few minutes later, he heard Dizar screaming,
"Ricky Ticky, I have led Nagaina down the path, and she has gone to the bungalow. And, oh, come quickly, she means to strike."
Ricky took the last egg in his mouth and scuttled to the house. Inside the bungalow, a family was just gathering for breakfast.
"What are we having today, Mother? Something delightful, I hope?"
"Isn't everything delightful in India, especially after such a scare?"
"Teddy, don't move."
"What is it?"
"There's a cobra under Teddy's chair." "Stay still, Teddy. Whatever you do, don't move."
"Yes, stay still, son of the big man that killed Nag. If you move, I strike, and if you do not move, I strike. Oh, foolish people who killed my Nog."
It was then that Ricky entered the room.
"Turn around, Nagaina. Turn and fight."
"All in good time. I will settle my account with you shortly. Look at your friends, Ricky Ticky. They are afraid. If you come a step nearer, I strike.
Look at your eggs in the melon bed. Go and look, Nagina.
The big snake turned half around and saw the one egg Ricky had brought with him.
Ah, give it to me.
What price for a snake's egg for a young king cobra, for the last and the very last of the brood?
Nagaina spun clear around, forgetting everything for the sake of the one egg.
Teddy's father shot out a big hand, caught Teddy by the shoulder, and dragged him across the table out of reach of Nagaina.
Tricked, tricked, tricked. Rick, tick, tick. The boy's safe, and it was I who caught Nag by the hood last night in the bathroom.
Then he began to jump, all 4 feet together, his head close to the floor.
It was over before the big man came. I did it. Rick, tick, ticky. Come, Nagaina, come and fight with me.
Give me the egg. Give me the last of my eggs, and I will go away.
Yes, you will go away, and you will never come back. Fight, widow, fight.
Eye to eye, head to head, on his head. Turn and turn, twist for twist, the hooded death is missed.
Ricky Ticky was staying just out of reach of Nagaina's bite, his little eyes like hot coals.
Ticky! Again and again she struck, each time coming within a whisker of Ricky.
Ricky-Ticky!
The egg still lay on the floor till at last Nagaina snatched it in her mouth and flew like an arrow down the path with Ricky-Ticky right behind her.
There, Father, the snake has gone into the hole. Ricky's little white teeth were clenched on her tail and went down with her.
We can only hope he survives. Very few mongooses, however wise and old they may be, care to follow a cobra into its hole in the dark. They never know when it might open out and give the cobra room to turn and strike.
Oh, how very awful. The family watched and listened, but for a long time, all was silent down the hole.
It is all over for Ricky Ticky. We must sing his death song, for Nagaina has surely killed him underground. Valiant Ricky Ticky is dead.
Darcy cleared his throat and bowed his head when suddenly the grass by the hole quivered.
Here he is. Here is our Ricky at last.
Why, hooray, our Mongoose has done it again.
It is all over. Nagaina will never come out again.
This set everyone in the garden singing.
Give him the thanks of the birds, bowing with tail feathers spread. Praise him with nightingale words. Nay, I will praise him instead.
Ricky Ticky had a right to be proud of himself, but he didn't grow too proud.
And he kept that garden as a mongoose should keep it, with tooth and jump and spring and bite, till never a cobra dared show its head inside the walls.
Who hath delivered us to? Tell me his nest and his name. Ricky the valiant, the true. Ticky with eyeballs of flame.
Snake Charmer 1.
Hi, I'm Colton and I played Teddy.
Hi, my name is Zach and I played Nag.
Hi, my name is Lane and I played Darcy.
Hi, my name is Dakota and I played Big Man.
Hi, my name is Deani and I played Alice.
Hi, my name is Amber and I played the Muskrat.
Hi, my name is Taylor Rose and I played Nagaina.
Hi, my name is Jordan and I played as Ricky Ticky Tabby.
Hi, my name is Katie and I played as Dizar.
And my name is Emily. I played as Snake Charmer 2.